During Holy Week, Troy, my spouse, kept things ticking over at home. Thankfully, he prepared and provided all the meals while I was here. On one of those evenings, my youngest had one of his middle school buddies over for dinner. After a wee bit of chit-chat and some questions about where I was, Troy told our young guest it was Holy Week, the run-up to Easter, and that this was a particularly busy time for the church and for priests. After a moment's reflection, our young friend asked, "What even is Easter?" Now, Troy, feeling some pressure to give a brilliant and theologically compelling answer to this unexpected question, also knew he only had about 20 words to deliver it in before all interest was lost. So he succinctly summarized Easter as Jesus' crucifixion on Good Friday and his unexpected and miraculous resurrection from the dead on the Sunday that followed, that we now know as Easter Sunday. It's on this event, Troy explained, that the whole Christian faith is built. Now, wondering how he's done, curious of the response he's going to get to this great story, abridged, Troy looks at the 13-year-old that he's at table with, and she holds eye contact for just a moment before nodding and responding with, "Huh." It's not much of a response to a synopsis of the greatest story ever told. But perhaps it's not entirely unexpected or inappropriate. Today's middle schoolers are the first generation to have been born into a world dominated by technology. They've been born into relationship with the internet and embedded in social media feeds from a very young age. This world, today's world, is brimming with story and image. It's overflowing with content that has been specifically designed, created to grab their attention entirely, if only briefly. The world they must navigate is also a world of hyper-real computer graphics, one that's filling with deep fake technology, artificial intelligence, and bots that convincingly mimic real people. All kinds of stories are being told and illustrated in ways unimaginable just a few years ago. Being receptive to all of this would be overwhelming at best and dangerous at worst. And so remaining kind of neutral in the midst of all of it might actually be a wise coping strategy. So what then of our storytelling? Our telling of the definitive story. In this world, where so many voices compete to be heard and where all kinds of startling tales jostle for attention in a highly sophisticated multimedia town square, where there seems to be no limit on depiction, on embellishment, on creating a feast for the senses to tempt belief. Well, the Easter story's always been one that's been tricky to tell. It's always been best encountered through lives being lived lives that have been transformed by the power of the story that's being shared. Lives that together give flesh to the body of the risen Christ in this world, that together offer an actual body to be encountered and so known and so believed in. Such an utterly incredible tale told, however well, is instinctively doubted or dismissed. Now, many of us here are transformed a little each year by our annual participation in the 40 days of Lent. Now, possibly as a result of our cultural inheritance mixed with years of our own practice, many of us readily commit to this extended time of self-denial, penitential prayer, of contemplation of Jesus' journey toward Jerusalem and his crucifixion. Many of us commit to being in the suffering and the pain. At the end of this willingly undertaken journey of self-examination and inevitable transformation, the great vigil and the first Sunday of Easter are a marvelous affair, jubilant and rousing. They are peak, pinnacle moments of celebration, and rightly so. Yet our Easter season is 50 days long. The story is not over on that first Sunday. We are on another journey. It is another journey of transformation toward Pentecost. It is another journey of transformation, but this time in joy. Joy, our primary response to the disruptive, earth-shattering, life and faith-altering reality of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. How might our lives ever more effectively share the Easter story with the world if we were to build endurance in our rejoicing, stamina in our celebration of Jesus' resurrection, that we might radiate an indescribable and glorious joy for all of Eastertide and be transformed by it? It is, after all, to the echo of the resurrection, to this great story of Easter, that we return each and every Sunday in this place. Our Easter story is the ultimate story of transformation. It's the story of God's abiding and reconciling love, transforming this world by Jesus' resurrection. This story assures us that death is not the end, that creation is being renewed through the limitless power of God's love. And this story sets before us an invitation to take up its truth, this hope. Take it in to our very being. To know that death does not have the last word, that it has lost its power over us, and that we might be changed by our joy in that knowing. This is the great story, and it's ours to share as ongoing, life-transforming celebration. In this life, there is no denying we still experience pain. We still grieve. We are still confronted by injustice and oppression. Yet the Easter story infuses even our most profound suffering with hope. Jesus' resurrection changed and changes everything. It places the power and presence of God firmly at the center, and it steadfastly refuses to allow this saving reality to be dislodged or undermined by any system of worldly power, by any time of personal or communal suffering, or by any habit of thought or cultural pressure. The Easter story is best told, best shared with others by our lives, by our responses and our decisions, through our relationships, and in all the ways we reject despair and are continually transformed by hope. This great story is made real for those who've not yet heard it by our joy. Let's build our endurance for joy together and for celebration. This Eastertide, let's cultivate a lasting ability to radiate the truth of God's renewal of creation. Let's overflow with hopeful expectation. In response to the Easter proclamation, Christ is risen, let's not drift toward a neutral ambivalence in our hearts as the weeks pass. Instead, let's sing out the Easter story, rejoicing for the full 50 days. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia.